Now a conversation with a celebrated jazz artist. This year, she is celebrating 25 years of recording in the United States. Along the way, she's worked with major stars like Stevie Wonder, Miles Davis, and Hugh Masekela. Her accessible sound resonates with audiences all over the world. We're talking about the pianist and composer Keiku Matsui. That was Stingo from Keiku Matsui's latest album, Soul Quest. But Matsui is appreciated not just as an artist, but as a humanitarian. She dedicates every song she writes to causes that move her: breast cancer awareness, environmentalism, and efforts to combat hunger and poverty in Africa. Matsui was also in Japan when the deadly earthquake hit 2 years ago. Since then, she's been working to help rebuild the country, which is still feeling the effects of the earthquake, the tsunami, and the Fukushima nuclear disaster. And Keiku Matsui is with us now to talk more about her work and her activism. She's with us from NPR West in Culver City, California. Welcome. Thank you so much for joining us.
Hi, Michelle. Thank you very much for having me.
Where did the title of the album come from, Soul Quest?
I feel that this album carries lots of reflection from my thought and emotions. And those emotions and a thought came from my experience based on the tour and also everyday life. And when I thought about the title, I feel like, wow, this is like I was on Soul Quest.
Let's play a little bit from the title track. Here it is. As we mentioned, you were in Japan at the time of the earthquake. Forgive me for taking you back to something that must have been very difficult to experience, but do you mind if I ask what that experience was like for you?
I was at the train station in Tokyo near my hometown, so I thought my life is going to end there. Fortunately, I could go back to my home where my daughter and my mom were there, and we were safe. Also, I have a relative in Sendai, which was the worst city affected by tsunami, and I couldn't reach them about 3 weeks. At the same time, when I opened the computer, and immediately I started receiving many emails and prayers from my friends, artists, and also fans. Since then, I have been dedicating my concert. This opportunity gave us to think about many things. And now Japan was chosen for the Olympic.
Oh, that's true.
2020.
Congratulations. That's a bright
Thank
spot.
You. Yeah, so everybody's happy in Japan, but at the same time, we have so much responsibility to solve all the problems and to welcome everybody to Japan. So I think this is a great cause, which gave us strong, happy energy.
Let's hear another piece of music from the album. This is the first single, Black Lion. Here it is. This song, as I understand it, is based on your tour around Eastern Europe. In fact, the album itself was recorded and you worked on it really all over the world. And this
yes.
one was in Eastern Europe, where you and your band played in 5 countries in 5 weeks.
Yes, it was really hard tour. And sometimes we were in Siberia, like minus 28 degrees. But this song came from the memory from the country of Georgia. Promoter took us to the restaurant, which was called Black Lion. Then I met this painting of Black Lion. From first sight, I fell in love to Black Lion.
That tour didn't go off so smoothly. At one point you were detained. What happened there?
That was on the way back to Los Angeles. So last show was in Minsk in Belarus, and we were going to just transit in Moscow and then flying to Los Angeles. Our passport visa for Russia was expired, but we tried everything, and the ticket counter, the manager came and he said, to take another visa, you have to stay 7 to 10 days more.
Oh, no, see, so no, you weren't trying to do that.
One of my band members screamed like, no! So that was really emergency. And I felt so much responsibility because my tour manager went back to Japan and I'm the only leader there. We are like illegal, right? Mm. So I really thought about, oh my gosh, I cannot put them in jail.
Well, what happened?
There are expert person. They helped us. So in one day, we could get out the country.
Are people still surprised when that kind of soulful sound they hear is coming from you? Very, you know, soft-spoken and rather petite Japanese woman. I mean, I think some people are surprised to even hear that you've had a 25-year career. Are people still surprised when you walk in if they've only just heard your music, for example?
Yeah, sometime I did a concert and one gentleman came to me. That was at the church last year. And he said, where did you get that soul? Everybody has soul, no? I said. But for me, when I perform or when I compose, I really feel connection from the above.
Let me play one more cut from the album. And this is Antarctica, A Call to Action. Here it is. How do you create an idea just through instrumental? I mean, if you had words, right, for a song like this, especially when you're trying to get a message across, you would have the lyrics. How do you try to marry the idea without the use of words?
This is like the first time I worked with Narada Michael Warden, who is a producer for Whitney Houston. He said, please bring a beautiful piano melody and a funky groove. And this recording was very interesting because usually I planned so well and then I go to the studio. But with Narada, it was like first take, this piano. It is like, wow, how did I do it? Everything is like my heart and like poem.
That's amazing.
And after this recording, we decided to dedicate this song for Antarctica, considering about the environment of this planet and also for the global warming.
Thank you for that. Just thinking about all the places you've been, I mean, just in the course of this album, in New York, Japan, San Francisco, Los Angeles, Eastern Europe, Minsk, you know, Istanbul.
Yes. Sounds like I'm crazy.
Is there any place you haven't been that you want to go?
I am thinking to go to Peru to help kids there who are suffering from hunger and poor. Soon, from next year, I would like to travel there and start dedicating my music.
Well, congratulations. What song should we go out on?
Okay, then I'd like to share this song, A Night with Cha-Cha. This one came from the memory of Georgia, too. We had nice liquor called Cha-Cha, and that was fruity vodka, and we had a little bit of a party there, and it was so precious memory, so I named it this title.
Okay. Well, we wish we had a sip of that, but
yes.
We'll try to recall that. All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That was A Night with Cha-Cha from Keiko Matsui's latest album, Soul Quest. And that's our program for today. I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Let's talk more tomorrow.